Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Throughout the Bible, we find that people are compared to sheep. There are a number of texts that we can use to introduce the message. Romans 8:36 says, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Well, we're going to look at some of the places in the Bible today where we are compared to sheep. And where we're going to look is going to be very instructive, because you're going to find in the context something about sheep that is exactly the same as it is for us. In other words, we'll have a better understanding of ourselves in our relationship to each other and to the Lord after we study about sheep. And so we have a few places we're going to look today. I'm sure we're not going to be exhaustive in our comparisons, but I think there's some things here that will be very helpful to you. Now notice, first of all, as sheep, we need a shepherd. I mean, sheep need a shepherd, and so do you and I. We need a shepherd. Let's look at a few places in the Bible. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Jesus Christ, in verse 34, came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Sheep need a shepherd. And when people are scattered and they are in the wrong direction and they are in need of what the Lord has for them, they need a shepherd. Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 13, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20, we find this designation. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, watch it, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Well, he didn't come just to, you know, be with the man, not with the lambs. He came to be with you and me, and therefore if he's the great shepherd, we are the sheep. Now, when we started this and you started thinking about we're like sheep, of course I'm sure that John chapter 10 came to your mind, and so we'll go there. John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Again, he says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine. And throughout this passage in John chapter 10, he keeps referring to us as sheep. Well, Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep, and you need a shepherd. A shepherd's going to care for you. That's what he did for the people that he saw here. He had compassion. He's going to lead you. He's going to make sure that you are well watered and well rested, if you think about Psalm 23. So he's going to care for you. He's going to give you rest. He's going to protect you. And he is going to make sure that you are well fed. And he's going to lead you, you see. The thing about it is, you are designed as a person to need somebody to care for you, to somebody to give you rest, somebody to lead you. You're not designed by your maker to be able to handle all this by yourself. I mean, imagine Adam and Eve when they were in the Garden of Eden. They had everything. And they had one command, all these trees that they could eat and enjoy, but he said of that tree right there, of the knowledge of the good and evil, don't, you know, you're not to eat of that tree, and the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And boy, wouldn't you know it, Genesis 3 shows up, and there they go. You know what the problem is? Need a shepherd. Need a shepherd. You look back in your life, and you consider some of the things that have happened to you. And if you had had a good shepherd at those times in your life and had been following that good shepherd, you know what? You wouldn't have gotten into the trouble you got into. Neither would I. we would have been spared. All right, well, it's not too late. You might be a sheep that's beat up, crippled, lame, whatever. I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep, and he will lead you and care for you. And you need to follow him. All right? Here's another one. We need a sheepfold. We need a sheepfold. You're in John chapter 10. Look at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. The sheepfold. In the Old Testament, when the Lord was making the covenant with David concerning David's throne, he said of David in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 8, he said, I took thee from the sheepcot, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. All right, well, the sheepcote or the sheepcot and the sheepfold are the same thing. They're a pen for the sheep. It's a place where the sheep get together as a flock. And that's where they can be further cared for and fed and groomed and sheared and everything else that is necessary there. Well, the best place for us to get together and to stay together as a flock is in a good church. A church that is under the leadership of the shepherd, Jesus Christ. Oh, there are a lot of churches today, and there are a lot of people in churches that like their churches, but they're not under the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you for sure, a church is not under the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ if the church is against the Lord's doctrine. Now, this idea today that churches sort of have their own idea about liberal philosophy concerning, a variety of things. One of the most notable is whether or not homosexuals should be allowed to pastor churches. All right, they're way off on the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not going to be a good church. You say, well, I like their programs, and I like the pastor that they have there, and she's really good, and I like the social things that we do there in the quilt guild and I like the aerobics class there and I like the daycare center there and all that. Okay, all those things may be socially acceptable to you, but they're not acceptable to the Lord Jesus Christ. That church is not under the leadership of Jesus Christ. And so if you're in there, you're in a fold for sure, but you're being guided by a thief or a robber. Well, you're not being guided under the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ by a shepherd that cares for you and will give you rest and lead you, a one that you could follow. Now, we need a sheepfold, and I don't want to say much more about churches that aren't doing the thing right. What you need is you need to be under a good church. I have seen time and time again where people who finally find a good church and decide, you know what, I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to make sure my family is there with me, and I'm going to respond to the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. You know what? When people do that, their lives change. They get healthy. You see, sheep need a sheepfold, and you need a sheepfold. You need a good church. And if you don't have a good church, you've been listening to this preaching, and you've been listening to this teaching, and you're thinking, that's going to do it. Let me tell you something. It's better than not having anything at all, but it's not anything like being a part of a good church. What you need to do is you need to get up and you need to say, you know what, I am going, just make a mid-year resolution. I am going to get up from now on. I'm going to get in there with a group of people, and I'm going to be in the flock, because that's what you need. We are as sheep. We need a shepherd. We need a sheepfold. I'll tell you something else. We must be fed. When in John chapter 21, when the Lord came back to Peter after the resurrection, you know, Peter had denied the Lord before he died, and then after the resurrection, he came to Peter, and he said, do you love me? And Peter said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my lambs. Then he asked him again in verse 16, do you love me? And he said, feed my sheep. And he asked him again in verse 17, and he said, feed my sheep. Why? Because sheep need to be fed. In Acts chapter 20, when Paul addressed the elders at Ephesus, he said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. He said this in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. There are five crowns that are available to people at the judgment seat of Christ. One of those is called the crown of glory, and it is a pastor's crown. Why? Because in 1 Peter chapter 5, the crown of glory is mentioned in verse 4, but verse 2 says, feed the flock of God which is among you. We must be fed. Listen, you need the nourishment. And in order to get good nourishment, you need a good pastor. By that I mean a pastor who believes the Bible, preaches the Bible, and teaches the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 4, when Paul is addressing the gifts that have been given to the church by the Lord Jesus Christ upon his ascension, he talks about pastors, and he uses two words to describe what we do. He calls us pastors and teachers. What are we here for? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You must be fed. You need a preacher, a pastor, who can teach you the Word of God and preach and allow the Word of God to go to work on your heart to make you what God wants you to be. Preaching and teaching are vital parts of your growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, you need a shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, but he doesn't expect you just to get saved. You need to get in the sheepfold. That's a good Bible-believing church. And then you must be fed. You need to be under a good pastor. And, of course, you've got to read the Bible and study the Bible. I'm not saying that being under a good pastor is going to supplant that or cause you to do without the need to feed yourself. You've got to stay in the Bible. You've got to stay in the Word of God. You've got to graze. But you really desperately need to be fed. And the sad thing is that where you see the church is progressing now, they've gotten into more and more of the concert mentality, more and more of the five services on Sunday where you can only spend an hour there. That's long enough to hear the concert, pay your money, hear a 15-minute motivational speech, and then leave. That's not going to feed you. And that's why Christians aren't growing, not to the extent that they should, not anything like they did in the past. All right, we are like sheep, the Bible says. So we need a shepherd, we need a sheepfold, we must be fed. But notice this, we also have a tendency to go astray. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. In Peter's epistle, in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 25, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Now the truth of the matter is, before we got saved, we definitely were astray. We were away from the Lord. We needed to get saved in order to get, you know, the shepherd and the sheepfold and the food. But I'm going to tell you something else. We need to be careful. We need to be careful not to wander from the shepherd and the flock after we get saved. You say, what are you talking about? Well, that song that's in your hymn book says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the Lord I love. You know what you need to do? you need to maintain your personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ every day. When I graduated from Bible college and got ready to go into the ministry, our pastor said, one of the hardest things you're going to have to do when you leave here is maintain your personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? The demands of the ministry are high, which then puts more demands on your family and more demands on your marriage and everything else that goes along with it. All of those things need time. All of those things vie for your time. But if you're not careful with family, church, wife, finances, preaching and teaching responsibilities, the pastorate, you end up out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Doing all the right things and gone astray. I'm going to ask you something. How is your personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ? How are you doing there? I must say that my pastor was right. You get up in the morning and, oh boy, something's up and you can't get into your Bible. Can't get into praying. And I mean, it doesn't take 2 or 3 days of that and you feel like you are a million miles removed from the Lord. Now let me tell you something. He didn't leave. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But boy, we have a tendency to stray. Now don't do that. Don't go astray. You say, well, I already have. Then you know what you want to do? You want to get real close to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. That's right. You want to make sure right now to side up to the Lord, and you want to make sure that you and Jesus Christ are doing just fine. What does that mean? It's going to take some time. Now listen, if you've wandered away from the shepherd, or you've wandered away from the flock, you know what? He didn't go anywhere. He's right there. But you get right back to the Lord now. You see, we are like sheep. We need a shepherd. We need a sheepfold. We must be fed. And we have a tendency to go astray. But that's not all. We are attacked by wolves. Look here in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 at verse 16. This is when the Lord commissioned his disciples to go out and preach. He said, behold, Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. What is that? Well, that means there are a lot of wolves out there, and they want you. The Lord said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ravening wolves. Do you see that? In other words, the false prophets that are out there, I'm talking about ones that are on the radio, ones that are in the pulpits, ones that are on the television, ones that are on the internet, ones that publish material. They are false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but they are ravening wolves. They're trying to devour you. In John chapter 10, in John chapter 10, in verse 12, look what the Bible says. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. See, the devil and the enemies of the Lord love to devour sheep. That's why the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil as a roaring lion goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Do you not understand that you are a target? Don't think that false prophets go over after people who have already strayed. They're after you when you're close to the Lord. Man, I've seen people that are young Christians and they get zealous for the Lord and they get close to the Lord and they become faithful in the church. They're in the sheepfold. They're under the shepherd. They love their pastor. They're getting going. They get involved in Sunday school. They've got a lot of zeal. And then bang, here comes the wolf. I'm telling you, there's a fellow that comes to mind right now. Right now. I mean, he was in tears over his happiness and elation to be saved and to be serving the Lord. Had an opportunity to meet his family. He was already beginning to witness to his family. And boy, I'll tell you what. You know what he did? He separated from the flock for just a short period of time. And whoop, here came the wolf. And I'm telling you what, man. He's harder to get back into church now than he was before he was saved. He said, what's the problem? Wolves. Wolves. Boy, you've got to be careful with that kind of thing. Listen, we are wolf prey. And you got to know that. And you got to be careful about those matters. All right, let me tell you something else. Listen, you and I are harmed by a hireling. Since we're in John chapter 10, verse 12, he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Now listen. Knowing that there are wolves, the best way in the world for you to be prepared against them is to be well-fed and well-trained and well-protected. Because what's going to happen is a wolf's going to come along with false doctrine, and he's going to convince you of things like you can lose your salvation. He's going to convince you of things like you've got to speak in tongues in order to be saved. He's going to convince you of things like the rock concert they have going down there is exactly what you need. All those other kind of things. He's going to, you got to be careful, trying to draw you away from the Lord. Now, here's the problem. You may not know enough to recognize a wolf in sheep's clothing. And that's why you've got to have a good pastor, and that's why you've got to stay close to the shepherd. Now, listen. When you're under a hireling, that is, a pastor who's not working for the Lord, but he's working for himself, who's not concerned about the sheep, but he's only concerned about himself. Listen, that guy, you know what he's going to do? That guy is going to run when the wolf comes. And that isn't going to work. He's going to run when the wolf comes. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got to watch out for a hireling. Because what he's going to do, he's going to leave you stranded. He is going to leave you high and dry at a time when you need help. How many times do I remember when I was younger, just getting started in the ministry, what my neighbor said? He said, I'm going to tell you something. You've got to be careful when you go into the ministry to ride your herd, to be with your flock, because you can't leave them out there. And I remember the hireling that he was referring to. You know what happened? There was a fellow whose wife died, and the pastor didn't come to visit that fellow until about 6 months after she was dead. And when he finally did show up, the fellow said to him, said, you're too late. You know what happened? Hireling. Let me tell you, a hireling is the wrong kind of pastor. He's there for himself. He's not there for the sheep. And he'll stick around until the trouble comes, and then he'll leave you high and dry. How many pastors just around this area have come, gotten the money off the sheep? A little trouble came, or they were already creating some problem, and wrapped it up and hightailed with the cash. Went back where they came from, left the sheep to tend for themselves. How about pastors that came down here and messed up a whole church, became a wolf in sheep's clothing, split the thing up, took the sheep that he wanted, and then gone after he tore the thing up and said, you can watch me on video if you want to keep on. You know what that is? You got to watch it. That's a hireling. Hireling. And you know what? Sheep are harmed by hirelings, and so are people. One more thing. We need a shepherd. We need a sheepfold. We must be fed. We have a tendency to go astray. We're attacked by wolves. We're harmed by a hireling. And you know something else? We're slaughtered. We're slaughtered. Romans chapter 8, verse 36 says, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Romans 8, 36. Now you know Romans chapter 8. That's where verse 28 is. Everybody loves that passage. Romans 8, 28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. But you just drop down there a little bit and get to verse 36. And he's quoting Psalm 44, 22 and says, for thy sake are we killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. What are you talking about? Well, after the great passage in Romans 8, 28, he goes down here and he starts talking about trouble. He says in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Those things happen to Christians. He says As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now you know we are to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord. And you know, according to Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that we are to die daily. But you know what that's all about? When we are truly godly, we are going to be persecuted. Yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And the truth of the matter is, you don't see much persecution today, not here and not in this country. And the reason is, it's an indication of just how ungodly we have become. When we're living in accordance with our shepherd and in the right sheepfold, and we're properly fed, we become an off-scouring and a stink to the world around us. I realize that we build relationships with people in hopes of being able to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm going to tell you something. There should be something in your testimony and in something in what you say that causes them to be irritated by the fact that you're saved and they're not. And of course, when they feel that way, they're going to say bad things about you, that you are going to have some persecution, you are going to have some distress, you are going to have some tribulation, you are going to have some peril. That's what Christianity is all about. That is the testimony of those who follow the shepherd Jesus Christ. Yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Slaughtered. Just like sheep. Now that's the way you're supposed to live. And that's what Christ is counting on. No, you don't have to go pick your own fight. They'll come after you. Let me tell you something. If after hearing this today you realize that you don't have Jesus Christ as your shepherd, you need to trust him. And if after hearing this today you realize that you've strayed from the flock, you need to get back in. Because you desperately need to be fed. And you desperately need to be protected. And you desperately need to live with the Lord. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.